For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. This year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation Summit has come to an end. In wrapping it up, leaders attending the sessions in South Africa released a series of action plans. In his closing speech, Chinese President Xi Jinping listed the achievements made through FOCAC over the past 15 years. He also used the speech to talk about the prospect of further China-Africa cooperation. On the African side, South African President Jacob Zuma described this year's meeting as groundbreaking and momentous. The China-Africa Industrial Cooperation Strategy, initiated in East Africa, has now been expanded to include South Africa and Egypt on a pilot basis. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi gave details of the move on Saturday while addressing the concluding session of the Forum for China-Africa Cooperation. The Chinese government has selected industrial growth as one of the key aspects of the new economic relationship between China and Africa. Wang said that China had sophisticated industries to help Africa to achieve its dream of industrialization. He added that such a strategy was already underway in Kenya and Ethiopia, where new industrial parks had been built with the help of China. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Xiongnin has wrapped up a three-day visit to Myanmar. As part of his time, Liu Xiongnin sat down with a number of leaders, including the head of the National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi. The Vice Foreign Minister told her of the Chinese government's willingness to work with the new government in Myanmar to extend ties with the country, including expanding trade and cultural contacts. Suu Kyi's party is set to become the next government in Myanmar after a sweeping victory in last month's national elections. Liu Xiongnin has also met with outgoing Myanmar President Thein Sein, as well as other leaders in the previous administration. A moderate earthquake hit western Xinjiang this Sunday morning. The quake, measured as a 4.8 by the China Earthquakes Network, hit at 7 a.m. in a mountainous area around 200 kilometers west of the regional capital, Urumqi. So far, no damage or injuries have been reported. Xinjiang is prone to sizable earthquakes as it lies to the northwest of the Tibetan Plateau, which continues being pushed upward by India's continued sliding into continental Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama is to address the nation on Sunday night on steps being taken to fight terrorism in the wake of the shooting massacre in Southern California. According to the White House, Obama will provide an update on the ongoing investigation into the attack on Wednesday in San Bernardino, in which two shooters killed 14 people and wounded 21 others. The statement said Obama will also discuss the broader threat of terrorism and how the United States will defeat it. The Islamic State has claimed that the couple who launched Wednesday's attack were followers of the militant group. If the mass shooting proves to have been the work of people inspired by Islamist militants, it would mark the deadliest such attack in the United States since September 11, 2001. Negotiators have reached a final draft of a global climate agreement in Paris on Saturday, which will be further discussed by ministers next week. The draft consists of 26 articles covering emissions reduction, adaptation, loss and damage, finance, technology, and transparency of action and support. The COP21 president, Laurent Fabius, said the draft agreement represented progress. Full of brackets and multiple options, a host of sticking points remain to be worked out. The Paris Agreement is expected to be the second legally binding instrument which obliges developed countries to take the lead in cutting carbon emission and financially support developing countries. The first one was the Kyoto Protocol, which was reached in Japan in 1997 and set quantitative emission-cutting targets for developed countries. Police in London are treating an attack last night on the city's subway system as a terrorist incident. The man, who is now in custody, began attacking people at a London Underground station on Saturday evening with a knife, reportedly yelling out, "This is for Syria." One of three people injured in the assault is suffering from serious injuries. The other two injured suffered only minor wounds. Details about who the attacker may be have not been revealed. Police are asking people to remain calm, but also vigilant as the UK remains on high alert for terrorist activity. The attack comes just days after the UK Parliament agreed to increase its military action in Syria against the Islamic State. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.